Morning, folks. Welcome to the Bruce Dickey Show here on this gorgeous Thursday. Is that him walking in? No. It is 9:10 today. 80 degrees outside, and I've got a guest across the way. My good friend Dennis Stromat has strolled in here, and he's going to... I see that you brought the instrument today, Dennis.
Yes, I did. I brought it to scare everyone.
See, now that's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, with Dennis Stromat. He's going to be playing Cajun, the Cajun Festival at Pheasant Hollow Winery here in about a week and a half, and we're going to talk about that today. But the thing is, with Dennis, you can pull that thing closer to you if you want. Use the top part there.
All right.
So you don't have to lean up so much.
There we go.
Unless you're like, yeah, there you go. The thing is, with Mr. Stromat, you may see a guitar, you may see a fiddle. You may see all kinds of instruments. What's your favorite instrument to play?
My favorite instrument to play would actually be the harmonica.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say, that's what I haven't seen.
Only because they're so tiny and you don't have to set anything.
Yeah, there you go.
No, really my favorite's the violin.
Is that right?
Fiddle. Yeah.
And you know, that's the thing. The fiddle... You can play in both country and Cajun and just basically mix it between both of them,
right?
Can't you?
Yeah. Yeah. It really is just about just kind of rethinking how you're playing. I actually had this conversation yesterday with Blake Castile, who's coming up to the Cajun Festival next week from Louisiana. And I learned a great deal of Cajun fiddling from his dad.
Oh, really?
Hadley Castile. And Hadley used to come up every year and play the festival. Hadley passed away a few years ago, but he was a great...
I remember you talked about him last year.
He was a great Cajun swing fiddle player.
Right.
I mean, that was kind of a hybrid of Western swing and Cajun.
Okay.
You know, which came out of the 1930s and 40s. A lot of Bob Wills influence.
Sure,
You know, from Texas bleeding over.
The Texas swing moving up. Right.
Yeah, it bled over into Louisiana. And we were talking about it because Blake was like, well, Dennis, he said... How are you going to pull this off? He said, you've been doing all these, you know, Ray Price tribute shows, doing a lot of this Western swing shows. I said, man, you know, it's not really that tough because in a lot of ways, you know, I just kind of think in the sense of Hadley Castile, you know.
Just change your brain a little
bit. I just only have to kind of change my brain on it just a little bit. You know, you don't have to move the goalpost too far.
Right.
Because Hadley, you know, incorporated so much Western swing into what he did, and I learned a great deal from him. And a lot of my style that I do in Cajun music now, you know, is kind of more of a Cajun swing feel, you know. So I don't have to move it too far.
Well, see, now that's pretty cool. Let's talk a little bit. Last time you were here, we were talking a lot about you had your show coming up, the Ray Price, the album. You have the new album is complete and out now, right?
It is out. It is complete.
How's it been received?
Oh, it has been received very, very well.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. We've had five debut shows.
Okay.
Now, you know, sort of.
How can you have five debut shows? It only debuts once, right?
Well, I'm doing in different states.
Oh!
You know, different areas. And, well, in fact, this weekend, I'm going to be on the Ernest Tubb Midnight Jamboree.
Oh, is that Saturday right?
Night. Yeah, right after this.
WSM?
On WSM, the Grand Old Opry Station. Yeah, I'll be there Saturday night. Well, we tape it at 10, but then it's live at midnight.
Is that right?
On the midnight. So I'll have all the Cherokee Cowboys with me on the show,
and I presume they'll mention that you might have this brand new album.
Oh yeah. They're going to have it for sale. You know, the Ernest Tubb Record Shops.
Where does that take?
It's down in McGavick, actually, just across from the Grand Ole Opry.
I didn't know if it was in the Ryman or where that was.
It's at the Texas Troubadour Theater.
Okay,
that's where they have it, and so I'm excited about that. I'm really looking forward to that because I'm going to do like an in-store event in the store itself, downtown Broadway. You know, in the heart of all of it.
Sure.
You know, at 4:00.
And that's Saturday?
That's Saturday. So I'll be
this
down
Saturday.
There.
That's 2 days away.
2 days away. I'll be down there doing that and having a blast. And like I say, me and Blake, we were talking about that. I was like, okay, well, Dennis, you've been in this mindset, you know, for a whole month. So,
right.
You know, have you even picked up your accordion in the last month? Is what he asked me. And I was like,
no.
Well, I'll be honest with you, I haven't. So I brought it this morning to practice.
Well, see, now that's cool. that's cool because you're gonna you're promising me a song later on.
I will. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, you see, now that's cool that you're able to play in so many different formats of the music at the same time, right?
Oh, it's fun. I mean, I have a great time with it, you know, and you know, playing with different people, because even within country music, there's different types of genres, and then, you know, within Cajun music, there's different as well, because you don't have just Cajun. There's Zydeco. There's swamp pop. You know,
Swamp hop or swamp pop?
Pop, like popcorn.
Okay.
You know? So, like, and I can give you an example, you know, like Fats Domino.
Okay, yeah.
Is considered swamp pop.
Really?
You know, yeah.
That's a new word to me.
Even some of Mickey Gilley's stuff.
No kidding.
You know, tunes like In the Still of the Night and things like that.
Yeah.
That's what's considered Louisiana swamp pop.
I see.
So, you know, we even do a lot of stuff like that in my other band, you know, the Cajun Zydeco band, Creole Stomp. So we do a lot of that. So, like I say, you know, when I'm going to have to work on it next week, you know, to kind of get ready, because it's not that hard of a switch. But you don't just walk on stage having played a month and a half of Ray Price music.
Yeah.
You don't just walk on the stage.
Because I suppose if you do, and it's probably – I don't know if it's happened to you, but it probably has happened from time to time, where people who play in all kinds of different genres like that will – accidentally start doing a Texas two-step as opposed to something else.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, one of the things that I'll do, because I've caught myself doing it, you know, is because I get on stage doing a Cajun show, and I'll take a tune that I'll normally have a real raw edge to it on the fiddle, you know, and I'll play it all real nice
and soft,
and, you know, and people will be looking at me, and they're like, what happened?
Last time I saw you were angry with that.
Yeah, it was like you were an angry fiddle player, you know, and what happened this time, you know? And you know, because the approach between the two is different.
Entirely different.
You know, it's different. So you know, but like I say, there's enough crossover that I don't get completely tripped up.
How'd the gig go? You had last time we had you here, it was prior to your gig in Mount Carmel.
How'd that go? Oh man, I you know, we had somewhere between around 250 to 300 people. Oh, it was huge.
Wow,
it was a huge crowd over Mount Carmel at the Wabash Valley College, and thanks to you guys.
Well, we're glad to help.
You know, getting the word out, and a lot of other people, you know, and a lot of people who came and. You know, it was just really fun. It was just a good time.
This Saturday night is this the last of your debut shows for the Ray Price,
or do you have some more coming? There's one more after this. I'm going to do one more in Rhode Island.
A lot of country.
Oh yeah,
I'm just wondering. A lot of old timey classic country fans up in Rhode Island. You'd be surprised.
There's some honky tonk fans up there.
Is that right?
And I'm actually going to be out there already doing I'm doing a roots festival. I'm doing out there with my Creole band.
Sure.
But while we're up there, a really good friend of mine who puts on dances and shows in Providence, Rhode Island. He said he loves this music. You know, loves the Ray Price music. He said, you know, I just love it. You know, I've got a crowd, an audience of people who like that. He said, I wish you would come and do that. And so anyway, I've put a band together up there that's going to back me, and we're going to do the show.
That's really cool. Or do you have I know you're in more than these two bands. Do you have in the Ray Price band and in the Creole Stomp band any folks who are in both?
Yes. Yeah. Actually,
who all's in your band?
Well, one of the guys that does some of the – has kind of crossed over the two is Doug Hoff over in Mount Carmel.
Yeah.
And because Doug plays with me on the road in my Creole bands, and he started playing with me a couple of years ago. Of course, Doug's, you know, just a fantastic musician. I mean,
he can just
play everything. And so he will cross over and play into both.
Okay.
And so he's going to play with me out in Rhode Island. And, you know, so which will be, it'll be nice to have someone who knows what's going on.
Wouldn't that be nice? I tell you what, I've got Dennis Stromat here, and we're going to talk more about the Cajun Festival that's coming up next weekend over at Pheasant Hollow Winery, just south of Mount Vernon, and we'll do more of that. And I think I'm going to twist his arm, it wouldn't help me to twist your arm, though, to make you play.
No.
That might hurt.
I wouldn't be able to play.
That might hurt it. But we'll be back here on the Bruce Dickey Show on AM 1390 and 104.9 FM Fairfield after these words. Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW-FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Appreciate you tuning in. My guest this morning is Dennis Stromat. And we can probably say hello to Bruce Morgenstern. He's on the way.
He's
right?
Somewhere out there. Oh, I wanted to quickly mention
he might
that.
Be in that storm
he
that's
could
on the
be.
Way.
It could be. That was a nice intro of Speedy West and Jimmy Bryant.
Didn't you like that?
Yeah.
That wasn't who that was at all.
Well, that wasn't who that was?
Yeah, that was. I'm sorry. Yeah,
okay,
it was.
I
yeah.
thought that's who it was.
No, nah, it's Hank Garland.
Oh, is that really?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, Hank Garland, Sugarfoot Boogie.
Ah, be dang. Boy, yeah. That sounded so much like Speedy West.
It was good, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was good. All right. We were going to talk about, we haven't talked about it yet. You've got this Cajun Festival coming up next weekend. What's the story on the Cajun Fest?
Okay, well, we've been, how many years have we been going?
It says 16.
Okay, 16 years. I forget.
This is your 16th year
yeah,
at this thing.
However long it's been going and is how long I've been there.
Wow.
Because every year I started the festival with Bruce Morgenstern.
Uh-huh.
You know, when we just started out, you know, it was just my band played.
Sure.
You know, for a couple of years, you know. And then I think third year in, you know, we ended
See,
up
by
doing,
16 years ago, he was probably still trying to get his grapes ready
absolutely.
To go.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. I mean, it was all just getting ready yeah. to go. You know, I mean, we were just, becoming a band. I mean,
sure.
You know, the whole Creole Stomp band. We were just getting out there. And so, you know, after about 3 or 4 years, we invited Paul Gregoire, my buddy from Nashville, who's from Louisiana. He's Cajun, got a Cajun band. Some of the guys in his band are from Louisiana, Cajuns.
Uh-huh.
And they all used to play with Jimmy C. Newman.
Oh, really?
Okay. And, you know, so they came up, started coming up, and they did that for, you know, we did that for a couple years. It was just them. And then we brought another friend of mine up from Louisiana, Dexter Ardoin. We brought him up for a year or two, and he played. And then we started bringing up Hadley Castile.
Yeah,
and
there you're starting to get into the
yeah.
the big names.
Then we started getting the big names, you know, and then we started bringing them up every year. And first it was just Hadley by himself, you
uh-huh.
know, with and then his granddaughter came. And next thing you know, you've got the whole band coming.
That's really
year,
cool.
You know, and now, you know, when we started out, you know, we started out with, you know, Creole Stomp and 25 people.
Right.
You know, in the audience. And now...
A one day, it was probably
a one day event. One
Creole
after,
Stomp, throw
right.
throw a buck in the jar. Or something
right,
like
yeah,
that.
That's exactly what yeah. it was, you know. And now here we are, like I say, 16 years later,
there are. I'm looking here at the list. You've got a lot of talent coming.
Oh yeah,
this thing.
Oh yeah, yeah. We got some great bands. We you know we've got actually the there's a group called the Has Beans. Now that's a word on has been
uh-huh.
and like red beans and rice.
Okay.
Well, it's a mixture of two bands, and one of the bands out there was called the Red Beans and Rice Review.
They're all right.
a really well-known band in South Louisiana, and the leader of the band is a gentleman by the name of Ward Lorman.
Okay.
Great accordion player, and Ward Lorman is a legend in Louisiana.
Wow.
I mean, he's big. He's not just, you know... He's not.
He's not fly by nighter. He's not just some guy off the street.
No. He's not like Dennis Stromat.
I wasn't going to say that. I was thinking it.
Yeah. He really is somebody. You know, and but no, I mean he led a band for years called File. You know, like File Gumbo.
Uh huh.
They were the world's first internationally touring Cajun band.
No kidding.
Played South America, played all over Europe.
How well was it received?
I think very, very well, because you got to realize in South America, you got French-speaking countries.
Yeah.
France, Belgium, Switzerland, you know, you got a lot of French-speaking
Europe,
countries.
Europe, sure.
You know, and Canada, they played Canada a lot. You know, Ward Lorman's a French-speaking Cajun.
Oh, know, really?
Born and raised French-speaking Cajun.
See, now,
so,
you speak French as
oh,
a second
absolutely
language.
Oh, absolument.
Absolument. Yeah, that's all I got. Is it a requirement in a Cajun band to be able to at least handle a little French?
You have to. It is a requirement.
Yeah.
If you can't handle
that's
little,
the lyrics.
If you can't handle a little French in a Cajun band, you know, there are probably some really good polka bands out there that are looking for some musicians.
I bet that's right. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
You know, because you just have, you know, that's a part of the, you know, that really kind of you know, for lack of a word. Well, for lack
of a better term, le bon temps roll.
Exactly. Kind of, yeah. Le bon temps roulé.
There you go.
Exactly. You know, and so, you know, so having Ward here is going to be great. Him and his band's coming. And then also Sarah Jade Williams, which is actually Sarah Jade Castile.
Okay.
She is Hadley Castile's granddaughter.
Okay.
Will be coming with her uncle Blake Castile, you know, Hadley's son.
Sure.
And they'll be doing the Sharecropper Cajun Band from Opelousas, Louisiana. You know, so.
I bet they play Opelousas Sustang.
Oh, they do.
So here we got
a band from Lafayette, Louisiana. We're going to have Opelousas, Louisiana. And then you're going to, of course, you know.
Then you've got Paul Gregoire.
Paul Gregoire coming from Nashville and half of his band's from Louisiana.
Wow.
You know, and so, and even in my group, Creole Stomp, our scrub board player, everybody can pick him out because he's a big six.
He's a big guy.
He's a 6'5" black Creole gentleman from Thibodaux, Louisiana, originally, and he's French-speaking, and he sings and plays scrub board in the band.
You know, I know some people who've lived in Thibodaux the last 30 years.
Oh, really?
And when you try to talk to them, can you understand the thing your scrub board player says?
Oh, absolutely.
You probably can.
But not anybody else can. You know, but it's funny because you know, but his name's C.W. Riley, but he's a great guy, and so we'll have him there, you know, for the festival, and he'll be there with Creole Stomp, which will be nice.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So I mean, and then we've been talking about the bands, but then there's going to be free dance lessons too.
We see now that's the thing, and the bands that we've all talked about, they're playing three times, aren't you?
Uh huh. Yeah,
We're playing once on Friday
and then twice on Saturday. So I mean, you know, and what the craziest thing about this is, and I almost really need to talk to Bruce about this because the more I think about it, you know, it only costs $10,
and that includes the dance lessons.
That includes free dance lessons.
That's amazing.
Four bands, you know, it's literally, you know, 8 to 9 hours of music on Saturday.
Yeah,
it's about 5 hours of music on Friday night.
Sure, sure.
You know? And here's the thing. Anybody that were to go to Louisiana to a Cajun festival, let's say they go to Jazz Fest.
Right.
Let's just be hypothetical and say
Jazz Fest, $150.
You got it.
Yeah.
That's even when you get there.
That's right.
You first have to get yourself there. You're going to pay for a hotel room that's going to cost you $100 a night.
Right.
So you're already up to $250, $300.
Okay, so we're a night or two. So you can't go to that without spending two nights. You're already up to $350.
That's right.
And this is basically bringing Louisiana
to Southern Illinois. Yeah.
At the Pheasant Hollow Winery.
$10. Are you kidding me? I told Bruce, I said, we're nuts. You know?
You are nuts.
You know, I mean, because this is amazing that we are able to pull this off. But it's because Bruce Morgenstern and Pheasant Hollow Winery support this, you know, every year. And they get behind it. And, you know, and they push the advertising. And you know, because of it, we have been bringing in massive numbers of people.
Well, that's wonderful.
You know, next.
How big a crowd do you think you get?
Oh, we get near 1,000 people, you know, for the weekend. Yeah. I mean, so, hey, people come from this. You know, people come for this event from Wisconsin, Iowa, Tennessee, Kentucky, Missouri, of course.
Yeah.
Indiana.
Yeah.
But they don't just show up. They RV. People come down and they'll park their RVs over in
near Wren Lake.
You know, and people come and there's motels there, the Wren Lake Lodge, you know, the resort.
You've got RV parks over there on 154 all over the place.
Yeah, you know, so a lot of people make this a destination. And it's funny because a lot of people, you know, I don't know how many people I talk to every year. You know, it's funny. You know how people are. You go and you run into people that are, oh, doggone it, I missed that Cajun Festival again this year.
Yeah.
You know, kind of wish I'd made it.
Yeah.
Well, all I can say, you know, is to people who, quote unquote, darn it, missed it.
Darn it, missed it.
Well, you did. You know, maybe you were sitting watching TV and watching a rerun of Lucy or something. But, you know, I'll tell you what. As far as festivals and events go in Southern Illinois, this is not only one of the biggest, it may be the biggest.
How about that?
You know.
Tell me about Dancing Donna.
Oh,
Cha-Cha Willie.
They've been.
This is the free dance lessons.
Oh yeah, they're great people. You know, they've been doing dance lessons. They do them.
Do you know how to dance now? I know that you've been there 16 years. And
well,
haven't gone out there and tried.
I will. Okay,
you dabble.
I will admit that I can, but nobody wants to see me do it, and especially me. I don't want to see you do it. I have a reputation. You know?
Yeah, I bet you do.
There he is.
There he is. Come on in and have a seat.
We thought he might eventually show up.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bruce Morgenstern also along with us from Pheasant Hollow. You might pick use this thing and pick that thing up. There you go.
Oh.
How you doing, Bruce? Good to see you again.
Other than the weather outside is fantastic.
How was your drive over? You all right?
Oh, yeah. Raining hard over DuQuoin.
Cats and dogs. Well, I'm glad you're able to make it up here. That's for sure. Thanks very much for joining the show. We were just talking about the winery and the Cajun Fest going on down there next weekend. Right? He was telling me, he was telling me about dancing the Cha-Cha Willie and Dancing Donna.
Yeah,
how'd you find these people?
Well, I can't take credit. Dennis.
That's Dennis?
That's Dennis. You know, but I've got to tell you, things really didn't start kicking off of the Cajun Fest until we introduced Donna and Willie.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's
it's the
true.
Dancers. It's the dancers that make it.
Do they get a good crowd out there onto the floor and dancing with them?
Oh. Last year on Saturday, it was a day just like this.
A little
rain,
dark.
Rain.
Yeah.
No, rain.
Rain, okay.
You couldn't see the dancers on the dance floor. And you couldn't see the dance floor. I mean, it was so many people.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It was amazing.
He's right. Yeah. It was pouring down. And there are YouTube videos of this.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. People videotaping all of the people out on the dance floor in the pouring rain.
That sounds like a ball.
Oh, it was great.
What's the weather? What's the 10-day forecast? Have we checked it yet,
it's
Bruce?
It's completely dry.
Dry. All right, before we'll talk. Tell you what we'll do. We're gonna let you play because you're gonna have to leave here pretty shortly.
Take off a few minutes,
And we're gonna talk more about the food and all the wines and stuff whenever he gets done playing. Yeah. What do you want to play today, Dennis?
Oh, let me see. I think I will play. I'm gonna do.
Dennis is pulling the gigantic.
Okay. I'm gonna do a little song called Kofar. Can you hear me? Okay.
I can hear that. Dennis Strohman, ladies and gentlemen. Gentlemen, Dennis Strohmatt. How about that, Bruce? Huh?
Yeah, he's great.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
You've heard that before.
I have.
Well, give me that. What was the name of that?
That was called Kofad.
What does that mean?
Which means what to do.
What to do.
Or also just means what's up. In French,
yeah, no kid. All right, so whenever you play over there, how long a gig do you take?
We usually kick it off on Friday night, and we'll play usually about an hour and a half, an hour and 15 minutes. And then on Saturday, all the bands play about 45, 50 minutes in their sets.
Since you're doing it
and
twice.
And we do two sets.
Oh, that must be a lot of fun. Are the sets, do you roll through different songs on each set, or are you running the same set each time?
Oh, no, we do different songs.
Do you?
Yeah, I get bored.
Do people, whenever they show up, like on Saturday, will somebody stay there for both sets from each group?
Oh, absolutely.
Is that right?
We have very little come and go.
Really?
Once they're there, they're there. It's amazing. Of course, we are open for business.
Sure, of course.
So at the gate, everybody's quizzed, are you here for the festival?
Yeah.
And it's amazing how many people who are just traveling through, and they're just going to stop for a taste, and they go up and pay their entry fee because they're not going to leave because they want to stay.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even think about the fact that you might have people just show up who are wanting a normal Saturday afternoon tasting.
Right.
You know, of the black and blue or something like that they've heard of.
And they decide they're going to stay.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
That is really cool. I've got Dennis Stromat and Bruce Morgenstern here. Dennis, of course, a successful musician and all over the place. And Bruce is going to stick around. We're going to talk a little bit more about the Cajun Fest. But Dennis, best of luck to you. Thank you very much again for coming on today.
Thanks. I'll be here.
I can't believe. Was there a place in that song for a tuba?
Sure. We could have found a place for it.
Usually when people say they got a place for a tuba, it's in the other room with the door closed.
Well, you know what? You know what perfect pitch is, right?
What's that?
Well, usually
I'm a tuba player, so no.
Well, usually I talk about Well, usually I say it for talk about it from the standpoint of a banjo.
Okay.
But we'll use a tuba instead.
Okay.
Well, good pitch would be if you could toss a tuba, you know, about 50 yards and hit a dumpster. That'd be good pitch.
That'd be really
but
good.
But you know what perfect pitch would be?
What's that?
Is if you could throw the accordion and hit the tuba.
I love it.
That'd
Dennis,
be perfect.
I love it. Dennis, thanks very much. And you'll be over there next week, next Friday at the Pheasant Hollow Winery. Your gig starts at 6 o'clock on Friday.
Straight
and
up.
And then back at 1 on Sunday.
Yes.
Or Saturday, pardon
yes,
me.
On
6
Saturday.
6 o'clock Friday and 1 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah, this is June
3rd.
And 4th.
June 3rd and 4th. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Absolutely.
Dennis. Appreciate
glad
it.
Be here.
We'll be back on the Bruce Dickey Show after these.
I love my dog. He's my dog. If you don't love my dog, that's okay. I don't want you to. He's my dog. I love my dog, he's my dog. If my dog don't love you, that's okay. I don't want him to, he's my dog. Sometimes it's just this simple. Sometimes life is just this simple. Sometimes life is really just this simple. I love my dog. I love my dog, he's my dog. If my dog don't love you, that's okay. I don't want him to, he's my dog. I love my dog, he's my dog. If you don't love my dog, that's okay. I don't want you to, he's my dog. Sometimes it's just this simple. Sometimes life is just this simple. Sometimes life is really just this simple. I love my dog.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM 1390 WFIW 104.9 AM and FM here in Fairfield, Illinois. My name is Bruce Dickey. I'm joined across the way there by Bruce Morgenstern. Bruce Morgenstern is the owner, operator, bottle washer, and does it all over at Pheasant Hollow. Pheasant. I'm so sorry, Bruce. Pheasant Hollow.
We get Winery. Pleasant a lot. We are pleasant over there, yeah.
Over at Pheasant Hollow Winery in Whittington, Illinois, just north of Whittington, south of Whittington.
Yeah.
And just south of Mount Vernon. And they are hosting Cajun Fest next Friday and Saturday. And Bruce, you know, I want to talk. I wish we had more time. I plan to talk a little bit more about your particular wines, and we can do that any time. But this Cajun Fest has become a big deal, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. When Dennis and I started this out, I don't know, we're in like
16 years ago.
Yeah. I mean, we never dreamed that it would come to this. It is just kind of the Cajun event in the region now.
Really?
Yeah. It's very exciting.
How much you kind of try to make it a reel to people, don't you? Because you have Cajun food, you have Cajun wine, Cajun drinks, right?
Well, we try to bring it to the authentic point that we can in this area without being in, you know, in the New Orleans area.
Yeah.
Real music, real food, real Cajun dancers. We do everything we can to make it just like you were down in the area.
Let's talk a little bit about the food. Tell me what are we serving next Friday and Saturday?
Oh my goodness. First of all, I got to tell you, we used to do our own food.
Uh-huh.
We went through 2 or 3 years of failures because
grill didn't work.
Oh,
this,
yeah,
that.
All kinds of
something
problems.
Happened, yeah.
Joe and Brenda Wilkerson stepped up of okay. Uncle Joe's barbecue sauces.
Okay.
They do a fantastic job.
Is that right?
We've had lines in the past across the parking lot.
No kidding.
You don't have that here. I mean, they come prepared to serve the food, and they always have plenty of food. Of course, you got to have crawfish.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're going to have crawfish. Gonna have basically a boil type of thing.
And he makes a very, very good gumbo. It's not as good as mine. We have this ongoing argument, but he does. He gets a lot of compliments, even from the guys that eat it down south.
No kidding.
Oh yeah.
So will you have folks? I know that some of the artists who are coming up from Louisiana. Will you have fans from that area or from the southern part of the United States who will come up and testify possibly to the authenticity of the food? And
I think that everyone who comes should spend a few moments just walking through our parking lot, because you will see license plates.
Is that right?
From all over the country. There are literally people that fly into Chicago and St. Louis to come to this event.
No kidding.
Cajun is just, I mean, we get a lot of locals, and we're building a huge fan base from our locals. But, you know, Chicago, St. Louis, Evansville, you know, Paducah, we get a lot of folks from there, but we get people from all over the country.
Bruce, when you got started, what made you, other than, I guess, the collaboration with Dennis Stromat somewhat, but what made you think that Cajun might be the direction to go as opposed to, I don't know, polka? He brought up polka earlier. Polka, why'd I go to polka?
Well, I have been the type of person that...
You like Cajun.
I love Cajun. Yeah. I love Cajun. But when Dennis approached me about it, I didn't know Cajun from anything. I mean, really. And I look at things a little differently.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at this as something that we could set ourselves apart. Everyone's doing rock and roll. Everybody's doing country.
Yeah.
Something new we're working on is the old swing.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like a Texas swing?
Texas swing. Very excited about that. It's something we can do that's not being done.
Yeah.
And that's how the Cajun started out. I looked at this, and of course, Dennis is just so excitable.
Enthusiastic.
So enthusiastic about everything.
Yeah,
and
sure.
And he and I sat down. He set me down. And he set me down. And he said, this is what I want to do, and you seem to be the person that I can do it with. And we formed this partnership, if you will, this friendship.
Yeah.
That we have been very, very successful at bringing this about. Actually, the Western Swing, I'm trying to work with Dennis again on this. It's something that's coming back, and I want to be a part of it.
When are you talking about doing something like that? What's the? I guess you're in the formation time right now.
We are, and I would like to yet see something yet this year, back at Pheasant Hollow.
No kidding.
Are
there groups still out there doing like the authentic Texas swing, Bob Will style, and that kind?
Absolutely.
Of
Absolutely, and heavy in Texas, as always, heavy out on the East Coast.
Yeah.
Heavy out on the West Coast. And it's slowly moving to the center, and there's definitely a resurgence.
How long has Pheasant Hollow been open?
We opened July 4th of 99. So, yeah.
So this is one of the first things you guys did back in 2001 or something like. Tell me, the process? How long did it take to begin using your own grapes you're growing or to the your own grapes you develop?
Okay. First of all, we don't grow anything.
Not on site.
We grow nothing.
Oh, you grow nothing?
Nothing. We buy all of our fruit in. I always tell people there's enough work involved with winemaking.
Well, I bet there is.
Yeah. We definitely use Illinois fruit if it's produced here. We're 80% Illinois grapes. There's grape wines that we make that aren't grown here. So, you got to do what you've got to do.
Sure.
But, very supportive of the Illinois grape growers. Actually, we will use 4 or 5 tons of local strawberries.
No kidding.
Yeah.
I bet you last year was probably kind of a tough year.
Well.
With no strawberries.
Well, what happened last year, and looks like it's going to happen again this year, is they all ripen the same afternoon.
Yeah.
And, for the growers, it's tough.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah.
For us, it's a windfall because here they have all these strawberries.
And they gotta get rid of
them. They gotta get rid of them. And that's we do that kind of to help support the local growers. I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but we work with the Dodelia family over here around Centralia.
No, you can't say that at all.
Okay.
You can say whatever you want, that's okay.
No. But I mean they appreciate what we do because we utilize their excess.
Sure.
And we give them a market.
As the winemaker.
You
don't know anything about it?
I make wine. I actually teach wine appreciation and winemaking classes, but I was smarter than that. I hired somebody good.
What wine does who's your winemaker?
Denny Franklin.
What wine does Denny pair? What is the specialty wine that one would pair with the crawfish, the shrimp, the hot Cajun food that you're going to get?
Typically a light white, just a little bit on the sweet side. When you go to a drier wine, that seems or tends to intensify that heat. A nice little light white wine, our Vignole, would be perfect.
Will the winery have their full slew of full set of wines available next week, I guess?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I didn't know if you had everything in stock.
Yeah, no, we will have everything there. We also have beers on tap because that's just part of business.
Yeah, sure.
And we will have our slushy machine going.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
A New Orleans-style slushy machine. Daiquiri machines. I love the thought. That sounds like in early June. Did you change the weekend this year?
We did.
Yeah.
Got tired of chasing this Memorial Day thing.
Yeah.
Before it, after it, three or four week span there sometimes.
Sure.
And, we just decided first weekend in June
What kind of weather do you – that makes sense because it's always gorgeous, the first weekend in June. I mean, that's why people have weddings.
Yeah, thank you. You just created a rainstorm on Saturday.
That was the gigantic jinx right there, huh? Sorry about that. Well, you see – usually, the weather's usually very, sure, very temperate and very, very nice. What's the hottest you've had? Do you remember?
Oh, boy, we had 100-degree weather one year.
In June.
Uh-huh. And I swear one year we had a frost the day we... that was one of the early May things.
But that doesn't keep people from coming out, does it?
Absolutely not.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun. Let's go over the times again. It's next Friday, right?
That's correct.
What time you start inviting people? And where do people park?
We have parking on site. We park up. We fill the parking lot. We fill the road. And then Lake Zone Resort across from us,
uh-huh,
new little motel.
Yeah.
They let us use all. They've got scads of parking. We shuttle people in.
Oh, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that across from you on to the is there one a new one to you from the east, or is that the one south of you there?
South of us there.
Okay, that's the one on 177 or whatever that little road is. Or 154.
154.
154 to go to Cesar. Okay.
77's the exit.
So, That's right. Okay, 37 is the road that you're on.
Yes.
How far between? So you're what? 8 miles north of Benton, and 6 miles south of Mount. No, more than that from Benton, aren't you?
Probably about 6 or 7 miles from Benton, about 12 miles south of Mount.
Easy to find.
Easy. Quick off the highway.
Signage will be there.
Exit 77. Just remember 77.
There you go. Well, I got to tell you, it sounds like it'll be a great time. I'm going to see if me and my wife can come over because it sounds just like a ball, Bruce.
Let me give you my phone number.
What's the phone number for more information?
618-629-2302.
Okay. 629-2302?
Yes, sir.
I got that right. You can also go to pheasanthollowwinery.com. Find out all you need to know. Bruce,
absolutely.
Thanks very much for coming on.
It's been fun.
I appreciate it. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. We will talk to y'all again tomorrow. Have a great one.